Danny Gaselli, East Coast Radio.
We welcome Yashita Maharaj, National Sales Training Coordinator at SA Home Loans, to the show. Welcome, Yashita.
Hi, Danny. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Happy Sunday. So here's the deal, right? Rainmaker Marketing, experts in everything, property development. And I said to them, I need someone who knows what they're talking about in terms of home loans, okay? So they've given me you, 22 years in the business. You know what you're talking about. So all these questions are going to be a walk in the park. Now, I just want to set the scenario for you. I'm looking at purchasing a home, right? And I'm renting at the moment, and I'm tired of paying someone's rent. And you go through the whole process of finding something online, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I quite like that. What's the next step?
So, Danny, that is exactly it. You do not want to be caught in a scenario of where you're constantly paying rent. It's money that's going toward a property that you're never going to own. And it's not worth it because you actually want to contribute to an asset, a roof over your own head. And having said that, in keeping with SA Home Loans' purpose of changing lives and empowering South African families to own their own home, that's exactly what we want to do. However, we do not want to shatter somebody's dream. So step one, because it's such an emotional decision, is to understand where this individual is. So what is it that you actually generate as an income? Let's have a look at how your financial well-being looks like. So look at all your earning potentials, your salary, if there's ancillary incomes, if there's investment incomes, and then we look at what are you spending on a monthly basis. So all of your normal expenses, whether it's groceries, a petrol bill, a domestic helper, a gardener, we combine all of those expenses, we look at all of the income, and then we look at what you're left with. Basically, that would then determine your buying power. So that amount that's left, we would say, all right, Danny, now this is where we can work and reverse engineer the process. If you're left with a healthy $10,000 or $12,000 per month, we're going to say, let's look in the market at about $1 million to $1.5 million. This is where you're going to start. This is your buying power. And that's when you start looking. Because if you do it the other way, Danny, you're going to be so disappointed. And that's not what we want.
Now, Yashita, we're talking about money here, right? If, for example, there's a home out there that's 2 million rand or 3 million rand, what do you need to be earning in order to qualify for that type of bond?
So, Danny, in that range, 2 to 3 million, you're looking at a gross salary of anything from 120,000 to 140,000. And that would be in a salaried bracket. So the scenario changes if you're working for yourself and you're generating your own income. We're going to have to look at what is it that you do if you are generating your own income. How stable is that income? And how can we actually track that income on a monthly basis to put reliance on it? So on a person that's earning a salary from a company, there is more reliance because obviously it's a big corporate. They're paying them a salary every month and it's easier for us to track and assess that individual. However, with a self-employed person, income can become erratic. Business can have its peaks and troughs. And that would be a little bit more of a higher risk for us as a financial institute. And therefore, the income would be pitched at slightly more than it would for a salaried individual.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I've found the house that I love online. I've gone to visit it. I'm like, oh, I think I might be able to qualify for this. What documentation do I need to send through to SA Home Loans in order to see if I qualify for a bond?
So, Danny, again, we're going to say to you, all right, Danny, you're a DJ. You're working for East Coast Radio. Give us your last 3 months' salary slip. We don't want the bribery and corruption that comes, the underhanded, under-the-table income. That's not going to work.
It has so I can't add a few zeros, hey?
No, Danny. We're going to look at this, okay? So we're going to need the salary slips that are most recent, probably your last 3 months. We're going to want to marry that to your bank statements and have a look at when you're getting paid, when your debit orders go through, what does that net income look like? And then we're going to say, okay, Danny, we've got this. Probably going to ask you more questions about, are you buying a loan? If there's another person, who is the other person? We're going to need the similar documents from them, payslips, bank statements, copies of IDs, marriage certificates if applicable. And then we start the process by completing an application either online or telephonically or on paper, depending on what the client prefers. and we, yeah, then ready to go.
Okay, so I've seen this home. I've spoken to you. I've had the best service ever from SA Home Loans. I've filled out the application form. I'm hunky-dory. So how long does the whole process take?
So, Danny, SA Home Loans has been awarded Best Home Loan Provider for 17 years. Having said that, we want to make sure we roll out the red carpet and give you the Rolls-Royce treatment. It would usually take about a day to two at most,
wow,
provided that we have dotted our I's and crossed our T's. However, if Danny decided that he's spending a weekend with his boys and there's some questionable expenses that our credit guys that do the approval look at and say, hey, what's happening here? We haven't seen these expenses on any of the other bank statements. We're going to have to come back and get clarity from you, and that might increase it by a day depending on how quickly we can resolve those queries. But usually a day or two, because we really want to help you get that dream home, Danny, and get you into that house.
I just want to ask you this, all right? Say I'm buying a home and it's in the region between 2 and 3 million and all of a sudden they say to me, all right, your transfer duties, we're looking at about between 150 and 200 grand. But if you bought cheaper, there's a certain price point where you don't pay transfer duties. What is that price point?
So, Danny, you are exempt from transfer duty up to 1.1 million. Thereafter, you would incur transfer duty. So I think it's vitally important on that initial conversation and engagement when you've said to us, look, I'm in the market, please do a pre-qualification, let me understand what I qualify for. That conversation has to include costs. A lot of times people are excited to go out and find their dream home, but they're unaware of the costs associated with buying. Most institutes, including SA Home Loans, does not include these costs in the loan that we are going to give you. So if you're buying for 1.5 million, you're going to need to understand what costs are associated with that. So the transfer duty that it's going to attract on the 300,000 is only one cost. Then there is transfer cost, which the attorney would apply to physically have that particular title deed moved from the previous owner to the new owner, which would be you.
Right.
That's an additional cost. And then there's registration cost to actually register the home loan with the institute that you are taking it with. So there are three costs basically associated with buying a property. And on the onset, a home loan consultant would need to explain all of that so the client's fully aware of what kind of cash outlay would be required upon doing this transaction.
There was three moments in my life when I had to sit down when I was hot and flustered. One, when I had to deal with my ex. Two, when Man United lost 7-0 to Liverpool. And number three, when I found out how much I had to pay with the transfer duties. Those are those three moments in life where I needed a glass of water.
Yes. It's a lot of costs associated with it. And if you're not fully aware, again, you know, you're going to be so dissuaded and disillusioned with buying because you're going to see something you like and you've already done a pre-qualification and then, bam, like you said, you're going to give yourself heart palpitations when you look at what the costs are. However, can I just tell you whilst I'm at it, at SA Home Loans, we've actually got transfer costs as an ancillary product that we would do for a client to bridge that gap and
wow,
allow them to buy their dream home with allowing them the opportunity to take that loan through us so that we can cover those costs and not have your dream shattered or have you go into sweats and heart palpitations, Danny.
Do you know, I haven't heard that from any other provider. So that is absolutely incredible that you offer that. SA Home Loans, look at you go. I love it.
Danny, I think, like I said to you earlier, you know, we are so geared to help the man on the street because those are the people that are actually most wanting to put this roof over their head for their families, for their loved ones. But it becomes so difficult to get it done because of the costs associated and the difficult part that you have in obtaining that loan. So having done that and having been one of the providers that has been around looking at that market, we've decided that, you know, if we don't have a product aligned to assist the man on the street with the costs, then we're not going to be living up to our name of wanting to change lives and having people own their homes.
You know, Yashina, I've spoken to so many people over this process, and the one thing that stuck out to me about you It's just the reassurance in your voice and how calm you are. And I'm sure you like that with every single client. And I'm sure everyone is like that at SA Home Loans. So here's the deal. If you're in your car, maybe you're at your home and you're looking to buy another home, this is your time to ask an expert in the business any question that's top of mind. So send us a WhatsApp now, 061-792-9495. Anything related to what we've just spoken about, and Yashina Maharaj will answer it a little bit later. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much, Danny. It was an absolute pleasure. And I will be waiting for your paperwork, by the way, so that we can make your dream come true too.
Well, I know that in 3 days' time, it'll be waxed and sorted, and I'll probably be in my home by the end of the week, right?
Absolutely.
That was Yashina Maharaj, National Sales Training Coordinator at SA Home Loans.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.